What's good, everyone? This is Josh Pierre. What made you look?
And this is Geronimo, aka Nemo, aka Need More Hoes, Need More Clothes. You feel me?
Fits. All the clothes. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us, everyone. We're here for what? It's about our sixth episode now, so we're actually staying pretty consistent with this. We'd love to get some feedback at some point from everyone, so if you're tuning in, please share, comment, let us know. Don't forget to follow us on
subscribe
and follow us on Instagram at Made You Look. That's LEWK with look. And yeah, what you want to start with, G?
We can start with All Star Weekend, Let's start with how was your Valentine's Day? Let's start with that.
It was cool, chill.
Love was in the air this year.
You had a Valentine?
Huh?
Did you have a Valentine?
No, I didn't. Okay. No, I did not. I gave women up this year. That was my New Year's resolution.
Well, you gave what?
I gave up women. And also, more importantly, I gave up spinning the block.
For men or huh? Just men?
No, you gave up. That's not what I meant. I just gave up trying to like talk to chicks anymore. I'm off it now. I'm on like what we doing here. I'm on the music. I want to level up. I'm off the chicks. So
that's good.
Needless to say, I do not.
So both our Valentine's Day was pretty uneventful, we can kind of say.
Yeah, mine was mundane. I didn't have a Valentine's, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't have one either. So, yeah, uneventful. But if you're out there, you had a Valentine, you had a good Valentine's Day, kudos to you. Hope you keep it going.
Yeah, that's what's up. Good for you. That's great. Yeah. I love that for you.
We love the love.
Facts.
But yeah, I mean, I guess with fashion, it's not really, I mean, we could talk about some topics, but you know, London Fashion Week is going on. Like you mentioned, NBA All-Star Weekend just wrapped up. We're at the official midway point of the NBA season. And yeah, also, I guess within the fashion world, I guess the big moment in the creative arts is this, it's award season. And so you're seeing a lot of red carpet looks right now.
It's so award season already?
Yeah, man. BAFTA just happened like last night or Sunday. Then Golden Globes was like 3 weeks ago. You know, Grammys was like 2 weeks ago. The Oscars, I think, is like next weekend. Yeah, so all that stuff is going on. So I think that's the main focus. I think the last time we were on was Men's Fashion Week. So women's is kicking up now. And like I said, London Fashion Week 40th anniversary kicked off yesterday. Burberry showed and J.W. Anderson showed. You know, I mean, Burberry is a big brand. It's more of those questions like, who the hell wears Burberry? Everybody does, but nobody does.
Well, I just copped two Burberry. I've copped a Nova jacket and a trench coat at the end of last year. So I am very much still tapped in with Burberry. But
was this a vintage find or this was a current day?
Two vintage finds. Nova jacket that doesn't have the military tab on it. It's just regular straight. Spread collar, and then the actual trench coat, the full length trench coat with the belt. And
you had a Burberry trench coat,
double breasted, huh?
I thought you already had a Burberry trench coat.
I do. I have two of them. I bought two of them.
Wow, boys, Boys ain't got no hoes, but they getting, and they
I
getting
love,
the money.
I love the Nova jacket. It's amazing. So shout out to Burberry. Money. Keep doing y'all's thing. Let me look.
Yeah, it was a good, collection. I only flipped through it a little bit. Broad shoulders. Very rough. It wasn't as soft as what you expect. But, you know, functional, high-collared. Like I said, broad shoulders, chunky shoes. It was good. Daniel Lee, you know, you like him. He came from Bottega to kind of refresh your memory.
Oh, yeah, I do like him.
You know, I think J.W. Anderson showed. You know, it's weird with J.W. Anderson. When I look at this stuff as a collection, I'm always just like, huh, not like wild. But when I get to his clothes by themselves, I'm always like, oh, this is really cool. You know, a little whimsical, a little workwear-ish, very stylish. But you gotta feel like his stuff speaks more piece by piece, not by full looks. For some reason.
Yeah, yeah. You're saying like the whole line in itself doesn't really have a lot of.
Yeah. Like when I look at it, I don't ever see it. I can't ever picture it on somebody on the street or like on me. But when I see it like on racks or on, you know, the internet, I'm like, oh, shit, I like this. This is cool. His knitwear game is cold. His trousers are dope. I love the twister.
Trousers are dope. His footwear is dope.
Yeah. It's just like items by themselves. They always speak to me more. But, yeah. Those are the first shows that I think have been shown right now from London. So, like, fashion season is also here, and it's still early. Next is Milan. Yeah, Milan. So I'm sure there are
Milan
more
is the next
stuff.
One.
Is the next one.
Wait, so do they go in the same order every year?
Yeah. Well, men's is a little different because it starts in Florence and then it goes, London, Florence technically, and then goes to Milan, London, then Paris. Where women starts in London, Milan, Paris. Am I missing a city? I feel like I'm missing a city. Yeah, New York.
New York is last?
New York is, no, Paris is last, but New York is kind of, I don't know what schedule New York be on. I actually am kind of confused by the schedule right now.
Because I think you what, it is. That, go ahead.
Yeah, I just don't know when New York season's going, but Paris is always last. And then it goes into haute couture. Well, yeah.
So London, Milan, New York,
Paris.
That's how it goes?
Yeah.
So it's only four cities?
I don't know. Like New York actually just happened. New York just happened like last week. So actually, yeah, I'm tripping. Yeah, New York happened last week because you had Beyonce show up to the Loire show and caused a big stir. So yeah, it was New York, London, Milan, Paris.
Got you. I like the J.W. Anderson. It was sophisticated simplicity. I would say, for example, like those balloon, the dresses that have like the balloon hips.
Oh, yeah.
With the pleats on them.
Yeah. Like a, like very form fitting in the waist, but has like a peplum.
Yeah, that, I think that's just, it's simple, but it's really, sophisticated, but really simple, though. Like with the crew neck collar, what's that triangle called with the ribbing on it? I forgot what that's called. Like on crew necks. But he does really good fusing different characteristics from different, like, you know, like styles, like he, like the high low, like he does that in his design.
Yeah. You know, he does a good job of taking a piece and making it into something else that's still wearable. But I mean, I think that's a trait for a lot of London designers. They do a good job of mixing in so many different you know, aspects of style into one. Like Martine Rose does an amazing job of it. You know, they, I mean, they touch on some culture. I mean, I think just because London is kind of the lay of the land of subcultures, like I feel like that's, you know, subculture foundation. So they do, they know how to mix in everyone's vibe and create it into their own voice really well. Those two specifically.
I agree.
And even, you know, Paz, Vivian Westwood and, you know, McQueen and all those other greats.
Is Vivian Westwood is from London?
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah.
Word.
R.I.P. But yeah, I guess it's still early. You want to get in some basketball? Talk about All-Star?
Yeah. Let's talk about All-Star. You want to talk about defense? Let's talk about the... Go ahead.
I like the fits. You know whose fit I like the most? Wasn't even the NBA player. It was that streamer. What's his name?
Kai Cenat.
I like this Louis Vuitton. With the Steven Sprouse bag. I liked it. Obviously, Tyrese Halliburton had a big splash when it came to looks.
Yeah, you can say that again.
I respect it.
I just don't like when people choose looks that they don't have the confidence to wear. And it just when the look wears you, you chose the wrong look. I don't care if it's a nice piece, because obviously yes, it was a Prada overcoat with the faux fur on it, on the sleeves and then on right. It was on the sleeves and then around the, I guess the waist. The waist.
Yeah.
I mean, the piece was cool. It just don't look good on him.
Yeah, but I respect the consistency he's doing with these overcoats, because he had a Balenciaga that had very sharp and broad shoulders that were leather and double-breasted. So he's kind of making it his own little thing this winter, these big oversized overcoats. And when he came with it this time, I was like, I respect the vision. Maybe not the execution, but the vision. I probably wouldn't have chose that color blue for that one. Probably would have gone a little bit more monochromatic. But there's a vision with it. And I think that's why I'm giving it a pass.
Okay. You know how I feel. But okay. If you like it, I love it, Josh.
I'm giving it a pass. I didn't say I love it. I'm just giving it a pass.
You know what I'm saying. Some people have the persona to pull that kind of stuff off.
Who would you rather see that jacket on? Who's an all-star? Who would you, like, what? An Anthony Edwards? Like, could he have pulled that off?
I could see LeBron wearing that and being like, okay, be sassy, King. It's 2024. Like, be sassy. I'm with it.
I could see LeBron wearing it. I can see LeBron.
Shaw didn't make the All-Star team this year, did he?
Who?
No, he did, didn't he?
Who's Shea? You said Shea was a starter, Shea? Sir. Shea was a starter.
He could have wore it.
Well, yeah, Shea's been kind of modest with style this season. I think he's been focusing on his game, which is why he's number two in voting in MVP. So,
oh my God, you want him to win so bad, Josh. You want this man to be MVP.
Well, your reaction from it was like blasphemous. I was like, you act like this dude ain't that dude. Like,
saying that he is good. I'm not saying he's not good. I'm saying that I don't see him being an MVP. That's all. What's their ranking? Where are they in the standings?
They're number two in the West.
Okay.
He's the best player.
I mean,
on the
if
number
he gets it done, kudos to him.
I mean, I honestly think, I don't know. Like, I like Tatum, but for me with an MVP, you know, this is, we're kind of reverting back to this previous episode, but the thing with MVP with me is, like, if you take that player away from that team, what would that team look like? Like, if you take away Jokic from Denver, they are not a top three team. They are bottom half playing tournament team. If you take away Jason Tatum from Boston, they're still middle of the pack. You take away Shea from OKC, they're a play-in team or not in the playoffs.
I don't know about that. If you take away Tatum from Boston, they go from a first seed to the maybe. Pack.
They're about a five or six. Like,
I say six, probably seven.
But they're still making the playoffs.
You act like Jaylen Brown is like really, he ain't the same Jaylen Brown no more.
Bro, he's, but I'm saying he can still lead a team to the playoffs. I'm not saying like they're going to be bums. I'm not going to say they're not going to make the playoffs. I'm just saying they're not going to be the best team in the league.
Oh no! By far, they wouldn't be the best team in the league, but they would be. They'd probably be six or seven. They wouldn't be right. They wouldn't be better than the Pacers.
Yeah,
they'd be seventh. Then they'd probably be better than the Heat. Not the Pacers, though.
Nah, they got a complete team. I like the Pacers. Yeah, I think depending on they're gonna upset somebody, which I don't even think is a surprise anymore.
No, I don't think it's a surprise either. Yeah. But the East is a better conference this year, though. We have to admit, for the first time, legitimately,
it's
the best conference. It's the better conference.
They are. So, honestly, I don't like Shea's All-Star look. Don't like it. Not a fan. I mean, bro, I'm sorry. Halliburton, look, he got this extra-large Birkin bag, too, with the Prada. I don't know, man. I might have to, like, that's tough. Any oversized Birkin bag, you kind of just have. You're gonna catch me. Karl-Anthony Towns looks like a 1990s housewife.
I'm trying to find this. Hold on. I'm trying to find this. Where'd you go to see all of the looks?
I'm sending it to you. I didn't really like Stephen Curry's look. It didn't fit him well. He didn't look good in it. Hold on.
Steph Curry been getting off though. Low key.
He has, but I'm just saying this one is not a good. It's not a good look for him. The way it flowed just didn't look right. Got a longer one?
All right. So what we think about the game then?
Trash.
Terrible.
I fell asleep on it.
I turned it off after midway through the second quarter. I was like, this is trash. This sucks.
I mean, it's really bad. It's got out of control.
The whole weekend
literally
really was bad, though.
Literally, the best thing was kind of the I thought Sabrina and Steph Curry's competition was cool because Sabrina was knocking out crazy jumpers. She hit 26. And if we remember, that
right,
was one of the
numbers. She would have put her in the finals last year.
Exactly. It would have put her
in the finals. Last year, she would have been in the finals. Did she shoot with a men's ball?
That was what I was wondering.
No, women's ball.
Women's ball? But she was still shooting NBA threes.
Yeah.
So she shot from NBA range. She was just shooting
women's ball.
Yeah.
All right, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm fair. I'm cool with that too.
That's cool.
Yeah, I thought that was dope. Slam dunk contest. They probably just need to take it out.
Or it's got to be like, yeah, maybe they should take it out. Or they should just make it for like, they should make it open like.
For influencers?
Open invitation.
Man, this is an NBA All-Star weekend.
Yeah, but I mean, we can do.
They have to go grab a G League player is already kind of like,
That is crazy. To grab a G League player is crazy.
They had two NBA G League players in the slam dunk contest. Him and Obi Toppin's little brother.
To have a last name Toppin is insane, but whatever. I like Jaylen Brown's look. I did like that. Yeah, Carl Anthony Towns looked like Obi-Wan Kenobi. Steph looked like a valet, nigga. Victor Wembanyama looks like a scammer. And Jason Tatum looks like Ellen DeGeneres. Donovan Mitchell looks like XXXTentacion or like Lil Pump. Giannis looks Greek. And there it is. That's something a nigga from Greece would wear.
That is your style.
I mean, you gotta give it to Shai. Shai had the best fit. It is what it is.
I don't think Shai had the Shai. Quit fucking up his name.
Shai. You know what? Man, you really like that dude, man. You should DM him. Tyrese Halliburton does. I mean, he looks like our guy, Fred Jackson, for real. Like, that's who he looks like.
What you mean, our guy, Fred Jackson?
Like, that's we stand his style, and I feel like that's who he's trying to be.
Who again?
Huh?
Who again? Who are you talking about?
Halliburton.
I mean, I like Halliburton, especially as a player. But I appreciate, like I said, just his consistency and the freaking the oversized Birkin bag is honestly with the oversized Birkin bag. Between that and the coat is doing too much. He don't need both. He could have came with jeans and the tie shirt and kept it at that. He could have came with a t-shirt and jeans and had the oversized Birkin bag. And I would have been like, that is the best fit of the night.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. The tie is a little much.
Yeah. I think it's too much too, but I probably would have went air tie with it. No tie.
No tie.
With the oversized. The oversized Birkin says enough.
Because it looks like he choked it too tight against his neck because it's like it looked like bacon a little bit on the collar.
I think he's just trying to have a real smart look with it. He's trying to smart it up.
By the way, side note, have you heard this nigga talk? Did you know he talks in two different voices?
Ooh. Halliburton?
He has two different voices.
You have to see.
Two different voices. It's like a raspy voice. He's got a weird jumper. He wears... Huh?
He has like a raspy voice.
He's got a weird jumper. He's got a weird voice. He wore a weird jacket. He's just like a nigga you shouldn't trust.
Where is he from?
A nigga jumper like his shoulder hurt. He shoot that bitch like his shoulder hurts. He shoots how we thought what's the bro's name that was fucked his arm up, he never came, never was the same.
Markel Fultz. Fultz.
Went to Washington.
Yeah, Markel.
Markel Fultz.
Yeah, Markel Fultz.
We thought Markel Fultz was supposed to shoot when he came back.
That's how we thought he was shooting. Except that nigga was not making shit. Halliburton was in a three-point competition. That broke it with that jumper.
He was going to make a baby before he made a jumper. That nigga was going to make chocolate chip cookies before he made a jump shot.
Well, Tyrese is the jumper's going in. He was in a three-point contest.
Yeah, you're right, but it's ugly, though.
It is. It's repulsive.
He won a three-point contest? I didn't even watch, dog. I was so uninterested. After that dunk contest, I was like, what the fuck?
Damian Lillard won the three-point contest.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man. Hot take. I know this is like not, it's not a popular take. He's a better shooter than Steph is.
Woo! Wow.
You're really trying to get,
he is, dog.
You're really trying to get our podcast.
He really is, dog. He really like, is, dog. You know why I say that? Is because he shoots long range off the dribble. Steph don't do that. Steph don't shoot long range off the dribble.
I'm pretty sure we can find some Steph highlights shooting off the dribble.
Yeah, you can find them, but they're not. It's not common for him to just be like, hing, 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 dribble to the right, pull up from 27, 28. That's not how he shoots.
So you're, just because of that, you're labeling Damian Lillard as a better shooter?
Yes, because he does that normally, which is probably why his shooting percentage is not as good. But he does it, he does it regularly. And you know, as a basketball player, how fucking hard a pull-up three is. Like an attacking pull-up three.
I know.
It's extremely hard. It's harder than a pump fake sidestep three. Much harder than that.
I mean, I'm not about to sit here and agree
with
that.
He's a better shooter than Steph.
I'm not going to say he's a better shooter. That's wild.
I am.
And you're only giving one example. That just because he can shoot off the dribble from long range, and that's not saying Steph can't. He probably just doesn't do it as much, and it's differently, I think. Because, of course, Steph is known to come off screens more. And he might come off the screen and do one dribble and pull up.
That's what I'm saying. That's not the same.
I know what you're saying.
That's not the same as tap, tap, pop, go to the left, pull up. Like, that's not the same.
No, it's not. I'm not saying it is, but.
And I've seen Dame do that numerous times.
You're saying he is a better shooter than the greatest shooter of all time, most threes ever, because of one attribute.
Yeah, because all their other aspects are the same to me. All their other attributes are pretty much the same to me. I wonder what those stats are like when they both shoot spot up threes. Like, what are their percentages? Are they the same? I wonder where you can find that.
I'm sure you can find it. I think we're going to have to get some more research done in here to try to get these numbers, you know, ready.
Eventually, Jordan's going to need a fucking mic because we need somebody to pull up these stats and shit.
We're going to have to get Jordan's intern to kind of get us some stats. I need you to find this answer for me. listen, it is a hot take. I'm not about to sit here and agree with you. You're on the limb on your own, because
that's fine. I'll step out on the ledge and say this stuff, but that's how I feel.
And especially
I think the reason Steph has made more threes is because he's played on a better team. He's gotten a lot better. He's gotten way more easy looks.
Yes, we could go through down the line on why he's gotten better opportunities, but like as far as range and the ability and the movement, you know, because shooting is mainly based off of movement, and he's the best to move without the ball, even though he's considered a point guard, which I don't really like to call him that.
Yeah, I don't agree with that either. I don't think he's a point guard either.
He moves like a shooting guard around picks.
He definitely does more Reggie Miller type shit than he does like point guard shit, for sure.
Yeah.
Only when he's at the top of the key and he's bringing the ball up where he gets like a high ball screen. That's the only time you really see him like. So that's not a point guard to me.
I mean, I agree. He's not coming down the court, bing, 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 pull up. He's not doing that.
Yeah. Dame does that. Normal.
He does. But like when he comes off of screens and he catches the ball at the screen and he pulls it back, he hits you with a bing, 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 and pull up. But it ain't coming down as a point guard, hits you with the bing, 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 and pull up.
Right.
It's still off the dribble. It's just a different rhythm.
which I think is more difficult. The level of the degree of difficulty is much higher when you bop, bop, bink, bop, dribble, two, pull up, smack. Like, that's scary. That's when you call a timeout and go, do you need to switch? Do we need to switch?
That is a scary position. No one wants to be in that position. It is a scary position.
Do we need to switch? If you need help, let us know.
Say something.
So we can get somebody to cheat off.
Yeah. Don't let your pride take over. It's okay to get
it. Let your pride take over. Force him to the help, dog.
Force him to the help. Or
just this is his third three. And it's only the second quarter, dog.
People's pride. You get scored on three times, be like, no, I ain't switching. Like, no, nigga, you're switching.
No, nigga. You need to listen to reason. Switch,
even
dog.
Even in pickup, niggas would still be so prideful. It's like, bro, it's okay.
Man, watch out. Actually, you need some help, bro.
Actually, he needs to see a new defender. Actually, we need to try something different. This is called adjustments. This is playing the game smart.
Actually, let's play a fucking zone. Because you're getting torched, nigga.
Nah, don't ask me. I'll fuck around and be like, no, we're going to a zone. We're going 2-3. Let's
play a zone and pick a ball. Actually, we need a matchup zone because you are getting torched.
Yeah, we're going to see if you can shoot. Let's see. Let's let them shoot themselves out this game.
Speaking of other shooters, we can talk snubs. All-star snubs. Now,
I know the first person
who
you
going to
say.
What the hell is going on in the world right now, but I don't know why he went to pick Reread.
I thought you were going to say.
Reread didn't get selected.
I thought you were going to say Darius Garland.
Huh?
But he's not an all-star, though. Off the top, I don't know. I felt like everyone was... I was kind of surprised by Karl Anthony Towns.
You don't think De'Aaron Fox should have been an all-star?
Oh, hell yeah. I think Kyrie should have been, as a guard, though, in this league, it is so hard to make the All-Star.
That's why I said Riri. Riri is the first one. Riri definitely should have been an All-Star.
It's so difficult. Like, I mean, James Harden has come back and played really well for the Clippers, dog. I know we've kind of gave him some shit when he first got there, but he's fitting in.
Listen, talk to me about the Clippers when they reach the second round of the playoffs, okay? Once they reach the second round of the playoffs, we can revisit this conversation. Until then, I don't want to hear shit about the Clippers, dog. I don't want to hear anything. I don't want to hear nothing about this $2 billion. Like, to build a $2 billion stadium to lose in the first round and not have no jerseys in the rafters is crazy.
I mean, it ain't tricking if you got it.
That's insane.
It ain't. Hey, my man has the Billies. It's nothing for him.
That's like them having a new stadium is like Charles Barkley having a trophy case. Like, you're crazy.
Did Trae Young make the All-Star?
No.
Nope. Nah. Oh, he did make it. Okay, he did make it. I think it was a replacement, though. And Kristaps Porzingis has been having a pretty good year. I thought he would have gotten a.
Oh yeah, he did end up being on the All-Star team. Wait, who did he replace?
I don't know. It would be someone on the East. Yeah, was it Julius Randle? He didn't play. I think it was Julius Randle.
Yeah,
it was Julius Randle, Scottie Barnes, I think, for Joel Embiid.
And Embiid, yeah. So he did make it. I am surprised by Porzingis not making it.
I think if you're the best team in the league, you should be getting three players in. Like, that's respect.
Sometimes no.
I know, but like, for that team, I think so. I think they should have gotten three.
I like Porzingis. I don't know if you think he's an all-star, though?
This year. He's been playing both sides of the ball well. Good percentage, good three-point percentage. He's on one of the best teams. But he's averaging 20 and 10, got averaging like top five in blocks. I that screams like an all-star to me.
All right, he got it. That's cool. Let's go into you wanna tackle some trade rumors? Ooh, let's talk about Bronny.
What you wanna say?
Is he going to the league next year? Inquiring minds wanna know.
You in LA, you should be telling me what the street's saying.
The street's saying he need another year in college. Jeron says he shouldn't go to the fucking league at all.
Like,
he's not good enough to be in the league.
Who said that?
I don't think he's good enough. I don't think he's that good.
I don't think he's that good enough. He needs a solid 2 to 3. Bro, he needs probably a full 4 years. Let's be honest.
That's what I think. He need a whole four years and some G League years.
He's a four-year player. Yeah, no, I don't think
he's a guard. He's a guard who can't dribble.
He's competitive. He doesn't shoot well enough. He doesn't dribble well enough. He just competes. He's a good competitor.
Yeah, he's a hustle guy. He's a hustle man.
He's a role player. Yeah,
he's that guy.
Yep, slap. Yeah, shakes the charge. He's a 4 year player. So I mean, LeBron ain't playing another 4 more years. Heck no. He might as well just.
But I bet you he gets in the league though.
Speaking of trade, we could talk about that LeBron trade to Golden State. I think he should have took it. I think LA should have did it.
They were talking about it for real. That wasn't just a rumor.
Yeah. I mean,
for who?
I mean, I don't know for who, but like, let's put like this, a scenario like this. If I'm the Lakers and I have an aging LeBron and we know about his history on how he leaves teams when he leaves, and you're the Los Angeles Lakers, you have a guy who is a bona fide superstar in Minnesota, who's also the same agent as LeBron. I don't know, I will figure out a package.
Who? Anthony Edwards, he's with Clutch Sports?
Mm-hmm.
So what do? You take him, he goes to Minnesota?
Yeah. I mean, I mean,
they're going to the finals if that happens.
But LeBron ain't staying. I'm saying, like, if you trade LeBron, who do you trade LeBron for right now? An Anthony Edwards type of
player. I'd probably trade LeBron for is, like, Giannis, Anthony Edwards.
Fair. And I'm not saying Anthony Edwards and LeBron straight up. I'm saying with, like, him.
I mean, that's the only way you could do it. Oh, yeah, you'd have to do it. You'd have to do LeBron for Anthony Edwards and someone else.
Karl Anthony Towns, probably a few draft picks.
Well, you asking too much. That's too much. Why? Not for a 40-year-old LeBron. No, that's too much.
A 40-year-old LeBron in Minnesota, that's still guaranteed him to the playoffs.
Yeah, but he still needs another superstar.
At this point in his
career, he got to play with another superstar.
He got Mike Conley. The Ohio connection links back up. All Ohio. All red.
Who gives a shit? First of all, LeBron never played for all Ohio red. Neither did Mike Conley. Mike Conley's from Indiana. He's not from Ohio. He went to Ohio State.
I'm tripping. My bad. I forgot. Spicy Indy Heat he played for.
I'm just letting you know. You know.
I forgot.
It is what it is. I mean, he's good, but he's not He's not an Ohio player.
Well, bottom line, if I'm the Lakers, I'm inquiring minds or thinking like, what's that look like? You got to be identifying players because you don't know when this motherfucker wants to leave, and he's about to leave your team in shambles.
How many more years? What's his contract looking like? Does he have an opt out year?
He's in negotiation right now. I'm pretty sure they're in negotiations currently.
He signed a 2-year deal.
He always signs just short-term deals.
And he signed a 2-year deal with $99.02 million. His salary, he make it $50 million a year.
Jesus. Well, I think you got to be looking at some exit plans for your boy.
Yeah, I mean, the smart thing for any other team to do would be just to sign him as an unrestricted free agent. Like, who wants to take on this contract?
Well, that's, if you draft Bronny, maybe you might as well. If Bronny makes this terrible decision to come out early.
I mean, it doesn't, at this point, it's just a side quest for him. Like, there is no pressure to be anything other than, like, all you've got to do is play well enough to play with your dad. That's all you got to do. After that is like,
but he's not gonna do that after this year.
Like, you could get waived. Who cares? Like, it doesn't matter.
He's not gonna do that after this year. He's not gonna be one and done, which is what I think LeBron's hoping for. But he's not ready for the league.
Yeah, he ain't good enough to be in the NBA. But they will force it. They will force that shit. They will force it.
Well, because they also want to force it with LeBron going somewhere else. And, you know, that whole story of a son and father and that whole thing. It's great marketing. But
yeah, it's just fucked up because now it just puts his son in a weird predicament where he's going to have to, like, live up to this unrealistic expectation that he is not prepared for.
Well, so it's also putting him in a predicament of, like, I got to leave so my dad can have this dream that he wants to have and that he can actually freaking retire.
Yeah, that's whack.
It's like,
but to be fair, like, this nigga did, I mean, he did give you the sweet life. Like, your life is taken care of. So, I mean, that's the least that you could do. Huh?
I'll just be like, Dad, you do you, I'm going to do me.
You think he's going to say that to his dad, though?
He's like, son, I want you to declare.
He's like, I'm not ready. He's like, I don't care. And I still want you to declare for the draft. You think he's really going to tell his dad no? Probably not.
Nah, this is going to be their first fight.
in which he's going to get his ass beat.
Nah, it's going to be LeBron's first fist fight. He gonna slap the shit out of him.
Yeah, that'll be the first nigga that he whoops, too. That's crazy. He never got in a fight his whole career, dog. Let go of his hairline. Yeah, Trey.
That's wild. This man's never got into a fight.
All the greats got into fights, dog. All of them.
Throwing hands or something.
Nobody ever punched LeBron in the face. That's insane.
I don't get it. I don't understand why.
I don't know why either. It's got to be some political shit because it can't be because they think he's tough.
Yeah. Especially beginning of his year. Beginning of his career. Yeah, I don't get it. It's crazy. He's never been into a fight. Not even a lot of scuffles. Like, not even a scuffle.
All right now. Like a little, like, you get tied up just a little bit, you know?
Yeah, the most we've seen was that Isaiah Stewart situation 2 years ago when he
where he elbowed dude.
Yeah, and he was chasing him down the court.
He should have slapped his ass too. I wish he would have slapped Bron. Was he wearing a headband? Oh, he should have slapped him, and that motherfucker just like popped off and like spun and shit.
him and Mario Chalmers got separated from each other.
Oh yeah, on the sidelines. But he just got up like he didn't even put his hands up. He just got up like,
I know.
Man, don't call me no bitch. Oh my god. Shut up, bitch.
That was it. That was it.
Yo, bitch ass.
Mario Chalmers must have known something. If Mario Chalmers can get underneath your skin and want to make you fight, or like, it must be out like this nigga just can't fight. We know this.
Or he just really sensitive about being called a bitch. Because remember when Draymond called him a bitch, he went and snitched on the commissioner. And got the nigga suspended. In the finals, remember that? Game 4? Yeah. Game 5?
And that's remember his that? Man. Yeah.
And he got his man suspended for calling him a bitch. That's some hoe ass shit. But whatever.
Don't go against the game. Don't go against the game. Can't go against it.
Bro got a little too much power at this point. You think he can win another ring?
No.
What would it take for him to win another ring? He would have to go to Golden State, huh?
Or Boston.
If he goes to Golden State, though, that's going to tarnish his legacy even more.
He's not going to go to Golden State. Although I would like to see him and KD be on a team together. I think that'd be interesting.
Yeah, that'd be tight. That'd be dope. That would be dope.
I think if he went to like the Suns, that'd be pretty dope. I would like to see that. I think that'd be really fun basketball.
Yeah, that would be really dope. Because it'd be like double mid-post type action, like 1-4 across. That's how I would see that. Yeah. That's how the offense would be.
Him going mid post, passing through the mid post.
A lot of exchange. Mid post, like a 1-4 across type situation.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Seeing a lot of niggas back door and shit off the wings, like both of them being in the mid post and shit.
And I think they got to push. They would push the pace a little bit more.
I'd like to see that. That'd be cool.
Would you still say that's Devin Booker's team?
Yeah, I would.
Wow, that's high praise. That's high praise.
Because I full kudos to KD for being like a great. He just don't have like the. He don't have that leadership aspect that I would have expected him to have at this point in his career. I think he has best player like
energy. But we don't know if Devin Booker has that. That's yet to be seen from him too.
I just think Devin Booker is a dog.
Is he? I don't know.
When you tell people in the crowd, when you tell crowd members to shut up, hoe, you about it.
I gotta see him in the playoffs do more before I can call him a dog.
I think he's a dog.
I gotta see more in the playoffs from him. My expectation is a little high for him, so. I gotta see just a little bit more.
He played well in the playoffs last year, but
yeah, but him getting kicked out, I was like, what the hell?
He gotta improve a little bit. He's got some room for improvement.
He gotta prove a little bit more.
Yeah, you're right. I agree.
But that's just me.
But he's still young, though. He's like 28, isn't he?
He might be younger.
Yeah, he's still got room for improvement.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not saying he don't.
Oh yeah, he good.
Yeah, he got 3 years to really be like, all right, bro, you gotta, you know.
But he got KD on his team now, and you gotta take advantage of what the situation you in.
They gotta get one. Y'all gotta win one together.
They gotta get one. And I think they got some moves.
You have to get one.
And I think they got some moves to make in the trade. I think they're gonna make a move on somebody.
To get who though?
I don't know. I just think they need another like bench plug, like a bench spark. I don't know who, but I just
who
think they
are,
need
who does
one.
Who does what's his name play for now? What's that boy's name that got Lana Rose pregnant? Bruce Brown.
I don't know. Who?
You didn't know this?
Wait, what?
You know who Lana Rhodes is?
The singer?
She's an adult film actress.
Oh no, Bruce Brown. Oh yeah, I know who you're talking about.
That's Bruce Brown, baby mama.
Oh yeah, I knew that. I knew that. I forgot, but I knew it.
Yeah. Everybody was thinking that was Blake Griffin's baby when they all played for Brooklyn, him, KD. They thought at first they thought it was KD's. Then when the baby came out, they thought it was Blake Griffin's. But then she posted like some like kissy face at Bruce Brown when he was playing at Denver. And then everybody figured it out.
I do notice that. That's wild.
It's pretty crazy. I could go on for ages about how these league fools. I don't get it. Whatever. It's none of my business.
We don't have time for that.
We don't have time to talk about it. It's fine.
We don't have time. Actually, we're going to start wrapping it up. We're wrapping it up.
All right, closing it out. Final thoughts?
Final thoughts. Second half of the year, expectations are high. I think it gets a little bit more tense. Everyone should be treating every game like it's a playoff game, I would hope, within style and fashion. War season. You know, I'm looking forward to the next couple of weeks, seeing what people are going to wear. Fashion week, we're going to, you know, New York ended. London's going on. We got Milan, got Paris. Be on the lookout for that. We'd like to see what Gucci's going to do, you know, with their new creative director for his second collection. And I'm paying attention specifically to Milan.
Director again?
I forgot his name, but he came from in the whole Gucci world realm.
Salvador De Sarno.
Yeah. Looking out for him and seeing what he's going to do for this next collection. And that's about it. What you got?
Second half of the season should be exciting for the NBA season. I'm excited to see who maintains their positioning in the West as they close on the regular season. I'm not really excited about the East. I kind of feel like it's going to stay pretty consistent. I'm super excited to see Gucci.
Gucci guy.
Want to see more of Martin Rose. And definitely want to see more of Wales Bonner.
Don't we all? Also, two particular teams in the West, I will be paying attention to the Kings. Of course, the Rockets making a playoff push. But Kings, I got to pay attention to the Clippers to see if they actually going to look good going to the playoffs. I'm curious. I'm intrigued still by them.
Give it up. They're never going to look good in the playoffs. Just letting you know now. It is what it is, dog.
That team will never
amount to shit in the playoffs. I'm telling you, I told my father this. I'm going to tell you this. Jordan, write this down. Whoever has Russell Westbrook on your team during the playoffs, you're not ever going to win a ring. Ever. Never. That's a guarantee. Automatically guaranteed that you're going to be eliminated in the playoffs.
Okay. Well,
there.
That's a
Another hot take.
At me, ladies. I don't care what you do, dog. At me all you want. I got stats, data, statistics, and highlight footage to back up my claim.
All right. Well, this has been
what
fun.
The fuck you want. I don't care. I don't care how many triple doubles this man had. I don't care how many MVPs he had. I don't care how many times he led the league in assists. It doesn't matter.
This has been dope. Please follow us on Made You Look. That's with the look is spelled L-E-W-K. I'm Josh Pierre. You can follow me at Josh Pierre on IG. G.
And I am Geronimo. You can follow me at 6-E-R-R-O-N-I-M as in Mary O on Instagram. Oh, bitches, if you on Facebook, follow a nigga on Facebook. LinkedIn, Bandcamp. I just started a Bandcamp. I'm dropping a remix next week. SoundCloud as well. 6-E-R-R-O-N-I-M-O, bitches.
All right, y'all. Appreciate you. We out.